We are on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We still have to learn the Taisus and the Sugya. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Ahu Gabre the Agdish B'Shiroi. Rabba Oma Leitzrichi Shume. There's no need of Shume. Rabbi Yosef Oma Tzrichi Shume. So the Gemara explains, Ida Oma Lo Bechol Dehu. If he said Bechol Dehu, whatever it's worth, he's not giving a price tag on it. And everyone agrees to leitzrichi shumen. Idama lo chamshin, if he told her a price tag, b'lo yishavu chamshin, alo yishavu. So he said he's giving her shiroi that's worth chamshin, it's not worth chamshin, so it's zicha not mekudish. Ki pligi da'oma chamshin v'shavu chamshin. He said it's worth 50, and it's not worth 50. And there was no shuma, though, to verify this evaluation. Rabba oma leitzrichi shuma v'shavu chamshin. There was no need that it should be nishim before, because it's not worth chamshin. Rav Yosef oma leitzrichi shuma given the itse loy bekiya b'shuma. Since she is not Baki Bishumas Advarim, Loisam Chadaita. So there's no Smiches Das in the Kenyan. She's aware, she is very naive in these Inyonim. And Leidar Gise, she doesn't feel obligated to be Goymer Das, since she is not, she doesn't feel secure that she is receiving Chamshin. So Mamela, without verifying the value, Rabbi Yisim says, Leisom Chadaita. There's Bavade no Smiches Das. I have declared there's no Smiches Das al Kapon. Nika da Amri. Now we have a second Losh. Bechol Dohu Nami Pligi. The Machlekes Bechol Dohu also. Rabbi Yisif Omar. Shove kesef, areyu ki kesef. Rabbi Yosef said, the din shume is not because of gemiras das. No, the din shume is because in hilchas shove kesef. Shove kesef, areyu ki kesef. Ma kesef de kids, av shove kesef, nami de kayes. That kesef has to have, in hilchas shove kesef ki kesef, it has to have this maila of kesef that one knows the value. Let us about see Taisvitz. V'Rav Yosef Omar Tzrichi Shume Kaidim Kedushin Kama Kedu Perish Bekontras. Akashi said that before the Kedushin we have to know the value of what she's receiving. V'Teim D'Lekamon Perik Beis Tanya Kabi iskachi li bishtar. The chachamim oimrem shomim mesaniyo. Im yesh boi shove prute mekodeshes. There's different akimtis in the Gemara. If it wasn't written lishmo, if there wasn't eide chesime, if it's a kosher ishtar, so there's a shaila before, is it a kosher ishtar? It's not a kosher ishtar. In Hilchos Shtoris. The Chachamim say that even though in Hilchos Shtoris it is not a kosher ishtar, Shomen Asaniyo will evaluate the Niyo, Im Yesh Poi Shove Pruta Mikodeshes. Umashmeh de mashmois is shamanes and a yor acher kedushin. That's what it would seem. He gave up apostle a star and hilchus shtaris, but not over with yet. Maybe she could still become a kudish b'teiris kesef if it's worth a pruta. Ba'af al gav de mitchile shumas and a yor lehoise yedue. It would seem shamanes and a yor after the nesine. ויש לימא דלישנא דמא בכל דו כולא עומא לא פליגי, אירי דמא לא כל דו. There was no guarantee it's worth X amount of money. So memela, then there's missing gmira stas. So that's not the case. Ulalishna de bacholdu nami pligi. According to the second lashon, Rabbi Yosef holds that ulu bacholdu is also machlekes achikama. Vimroitza lekacha b'shtar. If you want to be mekadesh over the shtar, shomin es aniyom etchilim yesh b'shem apluta mekadesh es kloima. Im shamu etchilim. It's only good im shamut v'chamim aimim. The only way this shtar could be good im shamut chile. Afu kiman diyama b'kadesh avu b'shein b'yishav apruta mitam shtar. So b'kitzvus ha'taisvus is saying according to the second lashon, v'chamim aimim shaman es niyal is not the way taisvus understood it means later. Now v'chamim aimim, if you want to be mekadesh with this, and it's a possible shtar, so you need a shumeh mitchila. That's the only way to be mekudish, because it's a possible shtar. Avshave kesef the kids. Now the second lashon was that Rabbi Yosef said every shave kesef has to have this qualification that I know its value. Hodam rina lekama. Ahu gavre de kodesh bezavde de urdi. A person was mekadesh with a bundle of muchen, shmatis, reis. Yosef Rav Shimi Bachiye vekoma ayin bo. He is bo shove pruta ein, iloi loi. He gave her bezavde de urdi. And after Yosef Rav Shimon bar Achiya become ayin bo yisbo shem apruta ein eloi loi. So l'chayre, it's a little too late, according to Rav Yosef. L'chayre daima de like Rav Yosef. L'chayre, it's not like Rav Yosef. There's no like Rav Yosef. There's a problem in Taisvus. I mean, l'chayre de like. It's not like Rabbi Yosef. What? It seems Taisus had a tzad. Maybe there's a svara to say going according to Rabbi Yosef. Also, I could go according to Rabbi Yosef. So the Chazanish wants to say that it could be that the case was there as follows. That means, let's say it was worth more than a chatzi pruta. Mesupik, he was Mesupik, is it worth a pruta or not? That means the Dion was in a fraction of a pruta. Now this fraction is very important. If it's worth a pruta, so she's Mekudish. If it's worth a mashu less than a pruta, she's not Mekudish. So that was the Dion. But this halacha, that ma kesef the kids, avshava kesef the kids, that shove kesef, you have to know the value. It does not mean you have to know the value to 1/100th of a pruta. That doesn't mean my kesef, you have to know. You have to know the value is worth 5 zuz, 4 zuz. I mean, you have to know a general value. But to know to the fraction of a pruta, in kids, it doesn't, that never was Rabbi Yosef's svara. There was negeya lamaisa, this fraction was negeya. Was negeya, is it worth a pruta, is it worth less than a pruta? So it needs Ian Gogol. But al kaponim, there's no chesaron in kids. That's the lachayre. That's the lachayre. But I said, lachayre would be better to say, not to go into such chelukim lach. It would be preferable to say it doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef, but it could be that this is a libra that Rabbi Yosef holds. Let us go a little further. Omar Rabbi Yosef, mino amin Allah. How do I know this yesod that shavu kesef has to be kids? the sanya vilenta baraisa mikesef miknosai. The kesef on nikne veine nikne betvua bekeila. That never divrei is nikta bekesef. Now, I just like to give a shtickle hagdome. This pasuk is speaking about an never divrei and nimka la'akum. It will be negayatas. But that's the pasuk. Mikesef miknase bekesef on nikne veine nikne betvua bekeila. So the Gemara says, "Hai tvu v'keilam heichidomi." Now this miut that tvu v'keilam is no good. That's eilema de leimaknu bo klal. You can't be kaine an eved ivri with tvu v'keilam. Yoshev gulasi amarachmane. It says Yoshev. Doesn't say gulasi mikasev miknasi. It says Yoshev. And Yoshev is an extra word. L'rabbe shove kesef kekesef. So the mele, so you can't take this literally that the tvu of a kelim is no good. You need that kekesef. Because they have a ribuy. That shove kesef kekesef. Be the last pe shove pruta ma'ir ye tvu of a kelim. I feel a kesef nami. So if it doesn't have a shove pruta, so it's not a mitzvah tvu of a kelim. Elala, the isbe shove pruta. It does have a shava pruta. V'kiven the loikaitzi loy. Oh, that's pshat in this baraisa. The baraisa is telling us that there's a chesaron of tvua v'keilim. He says Yashiv tells us that tvua v'keilim is good, shava kesef is good. The baraisa is telling us amir mikesef. The loybe tvua v'keilim. Amir kan tvua v'keilim. If it's like it, if it's like it, so then it's no good. Sarig masarai to Rabbi Yosef. V'ida chachi kama. B'teiris kesef unikne, v'inikne b'teiris tvua v'keilim. U'mayninu chalipet. No. So Rabbalon Pshat, it doesn't mean, not that what this says, the Kesef, Alebe, Tvuas, V'Kelem, does not mean literally Kesef, yes, and Tvu, V'Kelem, no. It means Teiras Kesef and Teiras Tvu, V'Kelem. There's a Teira of Tvu, V'Kelem, which means Kinyi Chalipin, which is normally done with Tvu, V'Kelem. And Rashi brought down the Pasuk in Ruth. Shalaf ish naloi, so kelim, and lekayim kol davo, bichol davo. That you can be makayim at bichol davo. Betuah, and that's the meat. Ma'niul chalip. So the Gemara says, "L'rav Nachman d'amar peiris loy ovdi chalipin ma'ika lemeima." That's very good if you hold Peiri of the Chalipin. So I'll say this Teiris Tvue, this Teiris Kelim, which is Kinyan Chalipin, which can be done with Tvue, can be done with Kelim. But according to Rav Nachman, that holds Peiri loy of the Chalipin, Mayikala Meima. So you can't say it means Teiris Tvue, there's no Teir of Tvue. There's a mordike kasha that the Chayim ask from this Gemara, and the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and the Tam is in Bob Metzia, the Achim Rabbeinu Tam is right in Kedushin also. Rabbeinu Tam says that, Philo, according to Rav Nachman, the Peiri, of the Chalipin, Rabbeinu Tam says there are two types of Chalipin. There's one type of Chalipin, Kinyan Suda. Kinyan Suddar is a Maisa Kinyan that giving you a Suddar that shows Gemira's Das. So they need a Keili Take, a Dova Choshuv, a Dova Shel Kayome. There's halachas in Kinyan Suddar. Then, this Shavah B'Shavah, Hamachlach Pore B'Chamoyer. Machlach Pore B'Chamoyer is exchanging, bartering. It's not Mekach HaMemka. Ekechememka means there's a is a davar hanimkar, and there's tashlumin for it. That's mekach hanimkar. Now we have a klal mois einim kainis. We have this day you have to be mekach mashiach on the davar hanikne, not on the tashlumin. That's mekach hanimkar. But there is a transaction called shava b'shava that we're exchanging. We're exchanging chafetim. That, the Rabbeinu Tam says, that helps shava b'shava. That is no chesed on a peirele of the chalibim. Chalibim means only in Kinyan Suda. And Rashi, the Loshon of Rashi by us also would seem to say like that. Nachman Dama Beperik Hazor Perik Gov the Chalib Nosn Tvua Betoiras Chalipin Kemoy Suda Liknes Ben Hashi Lips Zikol Marech But Al Koponem So the Yeske Kashan the Rabbeinu Tam So what's there's a Teiras Tvua also Al Shove B'Shove Mordike Kashan So and the Arz Dvei Rav brings down a Shittim Kebetsis and Bob Metzi that is this Kashan the Rabbeinu Tam Because of this kasha, he says, Amora de Kachidish, he says that what Rabbeinu Tam holds, Shava b'Shava, there's such a transaction of Shava b'Shava, that is dafke, that these two articles are the same mean. Machlef pore b'chamer. Yeah, this is a chamer, this is a pore, but they're animals. So you can make an exchange. Peiros also, apples and oranges, you can also make an exchange. But tvua for a person, this is not shava b'shava, it's two sugim in gan. Even though I want to exchange it, that doesn't go into shava b'shava. That I bring down the shittim kebetzes. Al koponim, so we have here akasha, according to Rav Nachman, we can say toiras tvua b'kelim, because there's no such toiras tvua. So what is pshat in this meat? According to Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef understands this meat gewaldig. But according to Rabbi, that you don't need kaitzi, so what is Shabbos meat? So Moshe says, Aloylum, the last bush of a putte. With the kamret, my irye, tvur the kalem. So my last bush of a putte, I will a kesef nami, loy mi boy kama, loy mi boy kesef, this bush of a putte, ain't loy loy. Aber tu de kale mei mit de kar va han sa yu go ma mak de nap shein I would think that perhaps only by money which the whole shimush of money is the value that's all what it is so there is shiurim of shove pute I mean it has to have al kaponim a minimum value of a pute is a tails kesef, but could be articles. Fully, you're giving it out tashlumim taket, but the articles have a, even though it's not a market value, it's worth less than a puta, but it has a usage value. It's valuable. The kalva hanaisa. So I think goma maknanam shayet kamashmula. So that's Rabbi's teret. So you don't have any rayet Rav Yosef from here. It's that is pshat. Now let us see Taisus. Umay niu chalipin, ein evet ivri nikne bechalipin, v'loi koine atzmoi bechalipin. An evet ivri is not nikne bechalipin, v'loi koine atzmoi. You can't purchase him bechalipin. V'loi koine atzmoi bechalipin. Can't be kind himself a chalipin. The ma shuhu koine bekesef nafkelon mahaikro the mikesef miknosai lekama. We learn out from this posik mikesef miknosai. We have to understand what is Tosfos coming to tell us. It could be, let's give a shtickle akdomen. There's a moiridike machloikes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shach. Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that a goy has kinyan chalipin, Shachis Akasha, Zaislef Nimbi Yisrael. Okay. But Al Kaponim, it seems as a meat, a guy doesn't have Kinyan Chalipin, and that's the Shitas Hashach. The minute Tom holds, a guy has Kinyan Chalipin. Aye, it says over here, Bikesef Miknosa Yvain Enikne, the Gemara, later the Gemara falls off. Al Kaponim, the Gemara wanted to have a tzad over here, then Enikne Betoyrus to the Kalim, according to Rav Nachman. Can't say means Toyrus, but let's forget about Rav Nachman. We have here a Mahalach in the Gemara that were Mamayat Chalipin. So the Rabbi Natam says, Hanavadivri is not Nikta Bechalipin. You know what the Pasuk is talking about? That is true. The Pasuk is talking about that Hanavadivri wants to be Kaina himself from his Goyisha Odain, Yashav Gulosai Mikasef Miknosai. Mikasef Miknosai is speaking about that the Bekesef Miknosi is speaking about that he was nicknamed Bekesef. And at that I have a miyut and not Bechalipin. He's nicknamed Bekesef and not Bechalipin. Now all of a sudden Taish is going to talk about the Geula, how he goes out. Bekesef Miknosi really is speaking about how he's nicknamed. And now, so Taish says, I never did a nicknamed Bechalipin. Now this is speak about Hilchus Abedivri. He's not Nikne Bechalipin to the Yodin. That's the Pashta Dekor, Mikasa Beknos, Rebbe Teresuos Bekeilim. V'loi Kaina Atzmai Bechalipin. He's not Kain himself also Bechalipin. Now, that's what Isis is saying already, that this is what Isis is saying. The mashu kaine bekesef not gelon mahaykod mikesef miknos ilkam. That would be kaine himself bekesef. We learn that from this pasuk. Yashuv gulosai mikesef miknosai, which means that would be kaine himself. I learn also from this pasuk gulosai mikesef miknosai. The gula is to be the same way he was niknitz in reverse. So if mikesef miknosai means not chalipin, so he's not kaine himself also not with chalipin. So it seems Taisus is coming to tell us that an Avedivri is not, doesn't go out with Chalipin. But this Taisus is telling us a lot. We mentioned before, you could learn two ways Pshat in this Miyut. We could learn Pshat in the Miyut, that's talking about the Kinyan of Avedivri. You could learn the Miyut is that a goy doesn't have kinyan chalipin, he's only kain a goy. We're talking about a goy. That's the pasuk. A goy purchased an avedivri. Mikasev gulasi mikasev miknosi. He purchased him with kasev and not with chalipin. So the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat. It's a miyut an avedivri. An avedivri. Others say there's a lomdus because Avedivri, it's not gufei kone, it's only like schiris. Chalipin only works, chalipin doesn't work by schiris according to a lot of paiskin. It can only be kind of with chalipin a kinyan aguf, not a kinyan shibut. So you could learn it's a miyut and avid, and kinyan avid, or you could learn it's a miyut and a guy doesn't have kinyan chalipin. So let's now start learning Taisus Elach. Ein avid ivri nikne b'chalipin. Let me just tell you how you learn pshat and posit. We're talking about a scenario that a goy bought an avedivri. So what is the miyut? Not a goy doesn't have kinyan chalipin like the shach says. No, ein avedivri nikne b'chalipin. That's a miyut in eved, not a miyut in akum. Fine. Now Taisus is going to prove this. Now let's go further. So Taisus says, v'loy kaina atzmai b'chalipin. He doesn't go out also with chalipin. The mashuhu koine bekesef, that what an avid ivri goes out bekesef, nafgelon mahai krod mekesef miknose lekamo. So what is Taisu saying over here? So Taisu is saying that goes out with kesef, the more learns out from the posuk right? So what is Taisu telling us? So Taisu is actually telling us, moira dikazach. Taisu is telling us that, says in the Mishnah, V'koina atzmoi, v'shonim, u'b'yoivu, u'b'giroin kesef. and Eved Ivri goes out the Geroin Kesef. The Gemara Daf Tezayin says, Begiroin Kesef, Tan, Bekoines Atmoy Bekesef, Ubishova Kesef, Ubishtar. Vishloim a Kesef, Dersiv, Mikesef, Miknosoy. So this is a Gemara Daf Tezayin a Medalot, that's the Gemara Daf Tezayin a Medalot, that's the Gemara Daf Tezayin a Medalot. So the Gemara says, Vekoines Atmoy Bekesef. The Gemara brings Mikesef Miknosoi that an Eved Ivri is Kain himself. Now, this Mishneh, Eved Ivri is Nikne, is Kaine is Atzmai Bekesef, this Mishneh does not at all differentiate who the other is. We have a Mishneh, Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef, Bekaine is Atzmai Bekesef, fine. V'yayt v'geroin Kesef. We're speaking that Eved Ivri, the Odin is a Yisrael, and Eved Ivri and Odin is a Goy. The Koyin is Atzmoy, whoever the Odin is, he goes out with Kesef. The Gemara says further, how do we know, Tone, how do we know that he goes out with Kesef, that an Eved Ivri goes out with Kesef? It says, Mi Kesef, Mi Knosai. Oh, it says, Gulosai, Mi Kesef, Mi Knosai. That's how I know an Eved Ivri goes out with Kesef. So Taisvi says, if the Makayr that a Eved Ivri goes out with Kesef, any Eved Ivri goes out, you learn that from this Pasuk now, this Pasuk can have a miut. What is the Mi Kesef Ignosev, Lebetayrus Fuvi Kelo? So you see, it's a Dinan Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri that belongs to a Yid also won't go out with Chalipin. It's a miut in Eved Ivri. That's what Taisus is saying. So the Lashon of Taisus is Moiridik Meduyik. Taisus doesn't sound like it's saying big things, or saying moiridik big things. Ein Eved Ivri nikne b'chalipin. Ein Eved Ivri is not a goy, the way the shaf says pshat, but a goy is not kinye chalipin. V'loi kaina, sanatoi sasugmat v'koy na'atmoi. V'loi kaina atmoi b'chalipin. He's not kain himself, but even also, no matter she's kain b'kesef, navka, that was kain atmoi b'kesef, navka my kain b'kesef, no se lekamon. And so, and this pasuk is memayit chalipin. So you see, an Eved Ivri is not nikne b'chalipin until he goes out from an other in Yisrael. Fine. Now let's go further. Avol Eved Knani nikne b'chalipin. And Eved Knani is nikne b'chalipin. Kedetoni b'perik ha'sheleya. Gabi shokal kumse vishodabo. Now let's say the Gemona Shalev, then we'll see this Taisvus is Shreklach Shver. So Taisvus says, an Eviknani is Nikne Bechalipin. Gabi, so Taisvus brings a rai from the Gemona Shalev. Gabi shokal kumse, a person, an odain of a Shivcha Knanis, took a kumse, I think it's a hat. Vishadabo, and he threw this to his shivche. Omar lo kni hai uknei nafshecha. Be koine the hat and be koine yourself. Now, there's machlekes in kinye chalipin, you need kalev shel makne or kalev shel koine. Lalach we pass from kalev shel koine. This odin didn't know, or he helped Caleb Shalmakne, so he gave her a hat, and he said, "Kni hai uknei nafshecha." Umashme, and the Gemara says it's no good. Umashme, it would seem from the Gemara Mishum Tavala, Caleb Shalmakne lo yosav aleiklum. That's it. It seems the whole problem is, Avo be Caleb Shalkaine konso. But if it would have been the other way, it would have been good. Mitayus chalipin mashma, v'loy mitayus kesef. The other way would be good. Al chalipin, that's mashma. Mechem perish Rabbeinu Chananu shom. Now, let us just appreciate what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus wants to prove to us that an Eved Knani is nikne b'chalipin. Eved Knani is nikne b'chalipin. So there's a, the Machna asks a shnik l'chikashe. The Gemara daf chov beis amid beis. The Mishnah says, Eve knani nikne bekesef ubishtar ubechazoke. Fine. So the Gemara says, Tone af bechalipin. He's like the bechalipin also. The Tana they don't. Why did not Tana mention chalipin? Milsa the lesser be metaltal and ktoni, milsa this be metaltal like that. And so tell us, you know, kesef is some kind of metaltal and it's kind of eved knani. Fine. So if you'll ask me, we don't know too much. Well, ask a person who knows Shas, how do you know Neve Knani is Nikne Bachalipin? It's enough in the Gemara, Dafal Beis Amid Beis, Tona Af Bachalipin. Taisva says, you know Neve Knani is Nikne Bachalipin, you know, I don't have enough in the Gemara, I have a Mashmois. There's a Gemara in Asheleach. The Gemara says that an Odin to a Kumsa to a Shivche, and it seems it wasn't good because Caleb Shemakta, it would have been the other way around, it seems it would be good, and it seems it's good Al Chalipin and not Al Stos. It's Mashma like that. So, the Mechran also learned this chat. So it seems from that Gemara that a Chalipin helps by an Eved Knani. Please. Many, but ready to go, Bashmois, Mashma. So, for the Gemara, for Beis Amid Beis. This Kasha that Machna asks. And again, so let's appreciate, we started off at the beginning of Taisus. Taisus wants to tell us not like the Shach. The Shach wanted to say that Chalipin doesn't help. You need a Zoisless Nimbi Yisrael. Now, let's just ask a question. Yisrael? Is an Eved Knani a Yisrael? That's a very debatable shaila. Eved Knani is a Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. Chlalakum Yotza b'chlal Yisrael le'nichnas. He's an in-between. So, l'chayre, we could ask a kasha. Oh, enough in the Gemara, Nishvi Dishach. The Rambam says, Eved Knani nikne b'chalipin. I have a Knani is doch not a Yisrael. See, he says of Nim Yisrael, Zav Davke, upgefragt the Shach. So, Tamakne, no. Back in Gemara, Davchot Beis Amid Beis, I'll tell you what it's talking about. The Gemara, Davchot Beis Amid Beis, is talking about as follows. That Reuven had an Eved Knani. He was going to him, Chveis, with Chazoke, with Kesef, Akasha, and Maise. He was, the Chalipin doesn't help by Neve Knani. He's a goy. He's a goy to begin with. Let's start off. When he sells himself, he's a goy. Then Lady Tovels himself is Milut Vil. But he's a goy. So let's see how the Shachlam Shat in the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Shachlam Shat in the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis as follows. So to be kind of someone to be an Eved Knani, Kesef, Shtar, Chazok. The Gemara says that you can be kind of Eved Knani with Chalipin. Sure, you can be kind with Chalipin. Not talking about Reuven was kind of Eved Knani with Kesef. Now Reuven wants to sell him to Shimon, so he can make Chalipin. What's wrong with that? He's nixed of a Chalipin, that's for sure. But you can't make Chalipin with an Eved Knani. So if Taisvis wanted to Schlag up the Shach, and that's the whole Reuven of Taisvis. In Kedushin, I don't have any Mesechtes Kedushin, I don't have any Raya. No, I have a Raya from Mesechtes Gittin. I have a Raya. There it's talking about that he wanted to be Meshacher, that Abba Knani, Nikne Bechlipin, Kedetoni Beperka Sheleich, Gabi Shokol, Kumsa Bishodabo, Omlo Kni, Hai Bekne Nashach. Now, he wanted that she should go out with Chalipin. And the Gemara says it wasn't a good Chalipin was Caleb. Shemak the Meister Chais Caleb, so kind of would be good. She's not a Yisrael, she's a Shivche. She's a Ryan, not like the Shah. This Taisvis is the Rabbeinu Tam from beginning to end. Chalipin helps by a Goy, Dafke Emet Ivri is not Nikne b'Chalipin. Eved Knani is nikne b'chalipin. Goy is no problem whatsoever. Zoysef Nimbi Yisrael is not a kasha. Hey, Yisrael, but it doesn't mean that by a goy it doesn't help. L'chayre, this is pshat in Taisvus. Zog the Gemara weiter. So again, we have here a machloikes. We have here a machloikes, Rav Yosef and Rabbe. Do you need, as Shavu Kesef, you need that there has to be a midi dekayet, or doesn't have to be a midi dekayet? And we have to remember, which is very important now in the next sugya, we have here two lishaynes. We have here two lishaynes why you need midi dekayet. According to the first lashon of Rabbi Yosef, you need it as gemiras das. With the itzale bekiyah b'shume. According to the second lashon, the chefta of shava kesef has to be midi dekayet. Shava kesef din dekesef, a kesef dekayet of shava kesef dekayet. Now let's go further. Omar Rav Yosef mino aminol. I'm going to bring a raya to myself that you need shava kesef midi dekayet. The sanya we learned about raya. Ego ze lepidyim bni. Tal is that lepidyim bni loy omaklum. Ego ze bechomesh sloim lepidyim bni. Tal is that bechomesh sloim lepidyim bni bnei poti. So we have an interesting ratio and sefer. It seems it matters if he said chomesh sloim, if he didn't say chomesh sloim. In fact, the Gemara, hai pidyin echidon. Ilay medaloy shavi. If you'll tell me in the first case that it's taken not worth chamish loyim, so that's why in the first case it's no good. So what if he says b'chamish loyim? He says it's worth five loyim. So how does it help? Kol kimine? He's saying it's not worth chamish loyim. He says this is worth chamish loyim. So elolav avagav d'shavi. So it's worth chamish loyim. The kivin the loikaitzi loy, but since it's loikaitzi, loy. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, lepidyim bnei, lechomesh sloim shal pidyin apcher, tchiv apduya v'ben chaydish tifte be'erkecho kesef chamesh eshkol. Layamaklum, afilanasne lekoy. So the Gemara says, is it worth five shloim? Kol kimine, ki oma bechamish shloim betmiya. The shavi, afilahachi ktani reisha layamaklu, oil v'loy nishaymu. So you see, klal, that there's a din shume, it has to be kids. Now there's a very small place for here, which let me know. Menoa mina lo, the sanya egelze, le lishne kamo maisi raya. He's bringing a raya to the lishne kama. Now what is the lishne kama? Lishne kama is that only gemiras das. So that's what the Taisus HaRosh says. I mean, Taisus is going into a blot over here. Why does Taisus bring out the Lishna Kame? So the Taisus HaRosh says, because what's the raya? Here you need five sloim. And if there's no gemira, so you tell me it's five sloim. Eagle's there. He looks at the eagle. It's scraggly. It's skinny. It's chomish. I'm telling you, it's chomish sloim. He's looking at it. So memele, so there's no gemir as that. There's no gemir as that. So memele, so that shat b'chomish loim. B'chomish loim means it was nishem. It was b'chomish loim. See, here's the dos. He's showing him the letter of evaluation. B'chomish loim. Look at you with that shat. Oh, no, memele is good. Then it's gemir as that. But if you learn. But how can you know when that I feel there's no chesed of gemiras das? There's also a din of kids. He can't prove it from over here. Here there's a chesed of gemiras das, because here there's a certain that means like this. That Azirat Eisa Taisarosh. Eisas by kedushin, when you need numbers, you need the shiroi that's worth 50 zuz. 50 zuz. Oh, give me this piece of silk. 50 zuz. So there you need, already there you need gemiras das, and if it's called the who, so then there's no problem. I mean, it doesn't matter. Here you need chamesh loim. So here you need already. You need a achticha reilis kabbet. Need chamesh loim. So mele, here you see, is it ever chasom of gemiras das? That means you need a gemiras das, you don't have it. So Tais says, the lishne kama, my siraya. Yeah. How can you prove from here that in a case where you don't need gemiras das, you also need kids? You can't prove it from here. Here you need, here there's a schum. Just like over there we said, chamishim, tshava chamishim, there there's a chasson of gemiras das. It's not anything. You need a certain amount. So here you also need a certain amount. So you only have a raya to the first loss and then a raya to the second loss. Fine. But kan shoyel ben, samoyr de kekashe, gemiras das, opinion a ben, there's a transaction over here. Bishleime by kedushin. There's a transaction. She's getting married. There you need the inyan of gemiras das. Leime boy, we mentioned once a goin. The goin says that pinyan ben is a peroin choyv. It's a peroin choyv. It's no. So that Moshiyosef Dachsachemel says there's a transaction. Look at the nusach. My boy is tvei, the koyd is a whole transaction over here. My boy is tvei, bin chabachoycho, you want the bachoycho, you don't want the bachoycho. Many people ask, what shad, it belongs to the koyd? Al kaponim, from the nusach weist achoyst, there's a transaction over here. You give 5 sloim, you'll get the son. You don't give 5 sloim, forget about it. Al kaponim, so there is a transaction. And the koyin is makne the bechayer to the aviyah ben, to the aviyah bechayer. So memele, so you need gemiras das. Rabbi Lufthansa doesn't understand this. He says in prichodosh state that fully can give bal kochos to the koyin. It's a prichodosh. That there was a kid who wanted to make pinyin aben, so the prichodosh, just give it and put it into his house. Finish, I got to talk. I need you. It's only peroin chayv. I put in your house. You're kind. You want. You don't want. I don't live. And there, Taisus. I'm a really good Taisus. That Taisus says the lishne kama ma'isirai. Al kolponim. So we're up to a ray of Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef had said that. Rav Yosef had said that you need shume in order to create gemiras das. So we have here a raya from Rav Yosef. Loi, so the Gemara says there's no raya. Loi lom the loi shavi. It's talking about taket takan abor 5 slime. It's worth 5 slime. There's no problem. You give it to him, and if he has any worries, he can take it later to evaluate it. That's not our problem. There's no son of gemiras das. Nothing. No problem. Now speaking about taken not worth 5 sloy, taken not worth 5 sloy. Chegoin de kabel koyin ilave. The koyin was mekabel on himself. He's accepting it for 5 sloy. It's less than 5 sloy. He's accepting it for 5 sloy. Ki ho de Rav Kahane, a maishot Rav Kahane, shokol sudra mi bei pidin aben. He took a sudra is a hat, scarf, and he took it mi bei pidyon haben amar lei lididi chozili chamish. This is for me, it's worth 5 sloim. Wasn't worth 5 sloim, but for him it was worth 5 sloim. So memele, so that pshat, so yeah, we have to speak out. Madye, the eagles there b'chamish sloim means you pay 5 sloim for it. You let yourself pay 5 sloim for such a thing. So for you, here's the value of 5 sloim. Amar Rabashi, lo yabor. Now this dreidel, I'll take it for 5 sloim. Lemon elke gay Rav Kahane, the gavre rabu, mi boy le sudra reisha. I mean, this is very important. He needs a sudra reisha, and if somehow he lost the sudra and he's desperate, So Mamela, so he'll let himself, he'll pay money for it. It's like a worth five shloim. Aval kul almaloi. The famazay a person who it's not so important for him. Ki ha the ma baravashi zoven sudre meime de rabbe mikuvi. This is a transaction that was recorded. He purchased a sudre from Rabbe Mikuvi's mother. Shove yasore was worth 10. And Zuzim Achveis betlais, and he would spend 13 for it. In the, I mean, it was an important thing for him, and he give more money than the market value. He needs it. It's a behim gazelle didi shoveling. Zot Rashi. There's a Rashi, didi shoveling. Anisha moisoi laatme. Akabloi bekach. For myself, the Gavar Abu, the Ozl, the Gili Yerosh, the Kuvi, Shemokin, the Nosot, yeah. Zut Taisus. Rav Kahane, Shoko, Sudre, the Pidyin Abem. Mash Mahoche, the Rav Kahane, Oyekoyin. I mean, that's the Aleph. The Taime, the Besaif Elo Evre, Mash Mid Loi Oyekoyin. The comma loved in the Siva Kahanta Loi Galoi. Rav Kahana said in Sechtes Pshachim, he went in Golis. Rav Kahana went in Golis, and he suffered a lot, and he attributed this Golis because his father-in-law was very not happy with his son-in-law. Aaron HaKoyin wasn't happy with him. Israel, son-in-law to marry Bas Koyin, you have to be... If you're a Bas Koyin, Aaron's a daughter, you have to be a Bas Koyin also, and be a Geffen, be a Geffen, so the name is Kabul. He never wasn't a Koyin, from a Mela, so that's why he's suffering for it. He's suffering that these are the repercussions what he's getting, that Al Kaponim, so we see Kol Rav Kahana was not a Koyin, I mean, as is in the Gemara, and here he took Rav Pidyon HaBen. That's an easy one. That's the two Rav Kahanas. This Rav Kahana was a Kohen, there was a Rav Kahana, there wasn't a Kohen. Inami yesh loima, bishvil ishtoi hoya lekeach. Kena ashken bepeg azroya Rav Kahana ochal bishvil ishtoi. He had a wife that was a Bas Kohen. Because it's the same Rav Kahana. And that's with Rav Kahana over there. So he could take it because he could take it Bishvil Ishtoi. Now, let's just elaborate a little on this Taisvis. They're talking about Matnas Kohune. Here we're talking about Pidyon HaBen. The Shitas HaRambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, Eluchas Bikurim, Chuvas HaRashbe, Pidyon HaBen, is only the Zichei Kuhne. He can't put in one part the whole Matnas Kuhne. Pidyon HaBen is the Zichei Kuhne. So it says in the Pasuk, Nasata Kesef La'aren Ubonot, Ayitin Moishes Kesef Apduyim La'aren Ubonot. This is called Aaron Ubonot. I mean, so Memele, and therefore a woman cannot officiate, even though she's a Bas Kohen. So the Chassam Sofer and the Artaisis holds not like that. Artaisis holds clear that a woman could officiate. Now we go a step further, the husband gets. So the Chassam Sofer and Chuvish and Aleph says that it says three places, Pidyon HaBen. It says in the Midbar there was a Pidyon HaBen, that was a Pidyon Lashor. And then the Parshas Kairach, it says, Ledoyres, a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So sometimes the Parshas Kairach doesn't mention Schor and Aaron Abonot. There in the Midbar Tak it says Aaron Abonot. That's right. But you don't learn Deiris Mishal. So that's what Taisus holds. So Memele, so that's that problem. Now the Shaila is fine. So Taisus holds a woman could officiate as the Kohen. She's a Bas Kohen. She could officiate for a Pidyon HaBen.
Now, the shaila is, how did Rav Kahane get it? Fine. How did he come in? He had to call the wife. So, one of the two. Either he was eicher for her. Or, let's say like that, or we'll say that she said, give to my husband, and it works midin orev. Midin orev. So just like she got it. That's the vilum shat orev, just like she got it. One of the two. We have a tremendous problem. The Gemara says this whole dreidel is that it's really a suda for the, it wasn't worth five for Kahana, it was worth five slaves. So, but he wasn't a koyim. If it was a tichu for her, a mele. So she's a bas koyim. She a tichu. So the, but we're not talking about. She has to get the five slaves. Not so. This kasha of Shmuel asks. So if you learn midin orev, then it's not too gefelach. If you learn midin orev, we mentioned when we learned in orev, the lamdas is that what the loiv is getting is like the orev is getting. That means his. We mentioned that fulan ribis. It's a moira de kechidish that if a malver will tell a loive that I'm lending you $100, you pay me back $100, and give $10 to them. Ribis tzutzu, that's ribis tzutzu, give $10 to them. So, midin, ribis tzutzu yaitze bedayonim, state that, so he goes, he gives it to Berl, he gives the Berl $10. Now, we can schlep the malva to din teir and take $10 away from him. Because, that's upsets, ritzet achnun zeh neshech, hastirin to ritzet, but I'll upon him because you got $10. Because you wanted that Beryl should get $10. So Beryl's getting $10 is what Beryl got is like you got. So I can shove you to give me $10. It's called like you got $10. So it could be if you learn Midin Orev, you could learn Pshat is, that means her husband got a Suda, and for her husband a Suda is, five slime, it's worth five slime for husband. So whatever the husband, if it works with dinar, it could be, we could understand it. So it's like she got five slime. If you learn pshat is that he was, it doesn't work for chami dinar. Or if you learn me dinar, the hanor, that means, I have hanor, that shabaputu, we have the ritpo, we have bayas, hanor, shabaputu. So how did she get five slime? Then Chayyab say he was zeicha for her. So Rav Shmuel wants to taina, she used to, for her husband, she used to buy expensive sudra. That's a shiny Rav Kahane, that means she would give, not Rav Kahane, she went shopping for Rav Kahane. I mean, when he needed a sudra, she went and by her, so she'd give her ready for $3 sudra, she'd give five sloy, whatever it is, that mulachay rezogen, according to the second teret, else we have a problem. Zog Taisvis weiter, Rav Kahane, yeah, Avo Kula Almaloi, Vim Taima, Mai Taima Dlei Mahani, Migore, Mi Matona, Manas Laharza, Vim Rina Lael, Dishmo Matona, Vishloim Medeina Chanami, the Migra Gore, the Hosa Mikra Dovo Choshu, Avo Matona, Avo Pishen Nosa, No Manas Laharza, Now we have to know this is a shvera taisvis. I mean, lachayre, either the taisvis is very, very poshut. We have to understand the taisvis, or else the taisvis is very hard. That means taisvis, nine shmit leitz hasina. Taisvis compares to the matan nas laharza is good. So, Anhas is good, so Melus, why isn't this good? I mean, they're two different halachas. Anhas is better, so an explanation. So the Azad Ve'Rav brings down from Rabbi Ober, and he says, Pshat Rabbi Ober. We had mentioned, when we learned the Gemara before, that there's Zichar, by opinion of Ben, there's a Chayv also. He came on from Mishubodim. There's a Chayv that the Aviyah Ben owes the Kohen, the Shevet Kunin. So the Emerson, so Rabbi Ober's Moira, when you owe someone, you're paying up a chayiv, it doesn't work with Amanas Lahav. You can't pay up with Amanas Lahav. Nuchas Nesimen, Nuchas Shaloi. It's fine. But in Piroin Chayiv, Lamda Sehin, Lamda Seher, Lamdas is very good, but not, you can't use it all over. You can't pay up a chayiv with Lamdas. So how does, so Rabbi Ober said, this problem Taisus had. So how does it work? Al kochach he's meichel the peroin. Al kochach the kain is meichel the peroin. I mean, you owe me money, forget about it. So the chelik ha peroin, what is kolol in every pinyin aben, the kain is meichel. Oh, so that means, you know, he didn't get it, but ishkefalach. So Taisus says, so if mechila works and finished, so my mail is for you. So I supposed to get five. I got three. I'm Michael the other two. Fine. That was more or less Taisus Kasha. And that Taisus answers no. That there's two dinim. You have to give a double chashuv. You have to give five sloim. And then there's a chelik, a piroin achayv also. So fakelt only. So that's what he says, Shant Taisus Ve'er. Ve'enach anami, the Mikra God. Da'as ha-mikadah v'choshuv, da'ava matone. So there was a matone, and this chelik, there's a chelik ha-mitzvah to give five sloim. So I gave it. That matone na'as la'ach sa'av, da'ava matone. Ava b'sha'u no'as ha'ama na'as la'ach, it's called a matone. In Piroin ha'chayv it's missing, but a matone there was. That means there was already... There's two chalokim, so on the chelik hasheini mechila helps, as long as there was an asin of a davar chosha. Well, I'll get a pin, I'll hear shava yisus to the chamish loin, and so shenos lo yotzi vein asin, that means, on the chelik on the asin of pidyin aben, that is if you have to give five sloim. There's another chelik, there's a choyv that is nistayev from this mitzvah's nasinah, and that mechila will help.